We'll learn the art of cracking pileups in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Larry McGlore, KB9DIP, with the February 10th rain report. Pileups? No, I'm not talking about the recent multi-vehicle collision on a nearby freeway the other day. I'm referring to pileups on the high-frequency bands when a hard-to-find DX station attracts scores of high-profile single sideband stations. According to inveterate Vermont contester and DXer Mitch Stern, W1SJ, there is an art to cracking pileups.
How many of you guys on HF, and how many of you guys have dealt with a pileup, and how many of those hands up dealt with it successfully? Not quite as many. This is something that we should talk about because people run into it. You hear a big raging pileup, some big DX expedition on there, and the first thing you do is don't just dump your call sign in. Don't do that. Everyone does it. You really need to figure out what's going on, particularly if it's a really big DX expedition. First off, are they working simplex or split? And I guarantee you, if they're working split and you don't know that, and you go over their frequency, there's going to be 15 guys jumping all over you, beating the crap out of you. Okay, they're going to say, he's up five, get off, you idiot. And they'll all yell and scream, and they'll jam out whoever is trying to talk. I'm aware that they're working split. I just forget to push the little button in on my radio. Then are they working by call area? If they say one LAN only and you're out in 8 LAN, you have to wait. And they'll get mighty ticked off if you call in the wrong time. And then is the operator responding immediately or is he taking his time to go back to people? If he's responding immediately, only make one call. Only send your call sign once. It means he's picking up people immediately and going right back to them. If he's taking a while, it means he's probably a slower operator and he needs to digest a whole bunch of calls going back and forth. And then that's often the time where you want to make that wait and attack mode, where you wait for everyone to call the first time and then you sneak in there when they're not looking. So timing your call is the most critical parameter. How critical is it? Guys running little stations beat guys running big stations because they're smart. That's how it works. It's called call when they ain't. When the guy goes, he gives his call sign, he goes, QRZ. Some people are calling before he even says QRZ. I don't know how they figure that out. How can the guy listen to you if he's still talking? So everyone's going to call immediately. And then there's going to be a lull after they all let up. And that's where you want to jump in. Now, unfortunately, a lot of people have learned that trick. So there's a lot of people that kind of wait for the second grouping and they'll call at the second time. You want to call, listen, because you want to make sure you can hear the guy coming back. The problem with guys running DX on the same frequency is they often will get covered up by their own pileup. And that's why they work split. It's not so much to help pick out people. That may help, but what happens is he goes back to somebody and they're never going to hear him because everyone's yelling and screaming, particularly if his signal is weak. And as an operator, I've worked split from time to time, but the problem is it's a lot of overhead to work split. You have to now find two clear frequencies and make sure no one objects to it or complains or anything else. And so sometimes I just won't work split. I'll just stay on the same frequency and time my calls, and then people get mad. You should be working split. I said, don't tell me what I got to do. You're not here. It's a little bit differently. So use your entire call sign. If you don't like your call sign, send the FCC some money and change it. But don't sit and send a couple of letters of your call sign, because at the end of the pileup where I'm listening, that is not helping you. That will kind of put you to the back of the line. I hear call signs. I hear the whole call sign. I'll hear a prefix and a number and a suffix. And what I'm trying to do is get the most information and go back to as much as I can hear. If I go the Kilo Echo 8 Alpha, that kind of narrows it down quite a bit. I'm not going to just say the 8 station, go ahead, because I'm just going to have everyone out in Ohio and everything call me. So giving me more information is better than not. And you also want to avoid descriptors like QRP and mobile and your state. First of all, I don't care whether you're QRP or not, or whether you're QRO or what your status is, or whether you're single or married. Just give your call sign. That's what I'm really concerned about, is what the call sign is. And the same thing whether you're mobile or not. I mean, sometimes I'll say mobile when I'm talking to somebody. Sometimes just have fun with it. And the state, it normally doesn't matter, except in one exception. And when I'm in the sweepstakes, what's the hardest section to work for you guys? Yukon, VY1 for me, right? It's like halfway around the world from where I live. Very, very tough for me to work. I have to get through a whole wall of sixes to get out there. But the guy out there, he needs Vermont as bad as I need Yukon. And so when I hear Jay on VOI1JA, who's ever operating his station, I'll just yell Vermont and nothing else. Vermont! And he hears that, and he knows it's me and goes back to me. That will not work if you yell Ohio. I can guarantee you that.
You're listening to an excerpt from a 2017 Dayton Hamvention Forum delivered by inveterate DXer and contester Mitch Stern, W1SJ. We'll learn some more techniques for cracking a pileup in a moment. The Rain Report podcast is transmitted via amateur radio under a Community Commons license on therainreport.com. This weekly hamcast can be heard Saturdays at 9 p.m. Central Time from Lebanon, Tennessee on WTWW on 5085 kilohertz. This is The Rain Report, and I'm Larry McGlore, KB9DIP. You're listening to an excerpt from a 2017 Dayton Hamvention Forum delivered by inveterate DXer and contester Mitch Stern, W1SJ. We'll learn some more techniques for cracking a pileup in a moment. The Rain Report podcast is transmitted via amateur radio under a Community Commons license on therainreport.com. This weekly hamcast can be heard Saturdays at 9 p.m. Central Time from Lebanon, Tennessee on WTWW on 5085 kilohertz. This is The Rain Report, and I'm Larry McGlore, KB9DIP. You're listening to an excerpt from a 2017 Dayton Hamvention Forum delivered by inveterate DXer and contester Mitch Stern, W1SJ. We'll learn some more techniques for cracking a pileup in a moment. The Rain Report podcast is transmitted via amateur radio under a Community Commons license on therainreport.com. This weekly hamcast can be heard Saturdays at 9 p.m. Central Time from Lebanon, Tennessee on WTWW on 5085 kilohertz. This is The Rain Report, and I'm Larry McGlore, KB9DIP. You're listening to an excerpt from a 2017 Dayton Hamvention Forum delivered by inveterate DXer and contester Mitch Stern, W1SJ. We'll learn some more techniques for cracking a pileup in a moment. The Rain Report podcast is transmitted via amateur radio under a Community Commons license on therainreport.com. This weekly hamcast can be heard Saturdays at 9 p.m. Central Time from Lebanon, Tennessee on WTWW on 5085 kilohertz. This is The Rain Report, and I'm Larry McGlore, KB9DIP.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
Listen, listen, listen. Sometimes it's tough. The DX stations are very hard to hear. They're in the noise and whatever. So if you cannot hear them, then don't call them. Because if you can't hear them, then you're not going to hear him going back to you. Never call out of turn or do what we call tail ending, where the guy finishes with somebody and then you come in on the tail like that. If you do that with me, I will simply ignore you. If you do it enough times, I will blacklist you, meaning that I will not go back to you ever. Okay, that's just rude. If I went back to somebody calling out of turn, guess what? Everyone does it, and I have a mess. And one of the things as the person running the pileup is law and order is paramount. If you lose control of the pileup, and you see it all the time, where literally the pileup just blows up and you can't control it. It's like letting the animals out of the zoo all at once. And I'm trying to work people as fast as possible. That's not an advantageous thing for me. So I wanted to go right along, bang, 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 which means that when I get a pileup, I want to pick out a call sign as fast as I can, go back to them before people get upset. And I can actually keep a pileup running along at a fairly good clip where people are not getting frustrated. If you're taking too long, people get frustrated. They start mouthing off. They start complaining and jamming the whole thing. You don't want to do that. That's not fun anymore. So you want to discourage that. And I'll tell people if they do it enough times, do not call out of turn. I will not go back to you. And then they stop doing it. It's okay to respond, though, if like the call's like one letter off. Like I go back to a Kilo Echo 6 and it was really a Kilo Echo 5 or something like that. all right, you know, I messed up. That's fine. But if I go back to somebody who has a Kilo Echo 6 in it and you're a W1, that's not even close, and you shouldn't really do that. Avoid comments and criticisms, not only on the air. I don't care what the criticism, you know, if you want to send a critique, email it to me. Don't send it to me in the middle of the thing. It's rude, and, you know, I'm busting my hump to make whatever it is I'm located at available to you as best as I can. Don't sit there and rag on me about it. I can very easily turn the radio off. And in fact, I ran the group that ran W1AW Portable One in Vermont. And I told people, I says, if the pileup gets unruly, people get nasty, turn the radio off. Go away. And they will stop doing it. Then you don't get to hear the criticisms. And especially on the clusters. Guess what? We all look at the cluster. And someone said, hey, stupid, work split. And when they were spotting me. And I noted the call sign, and I basically ignored them for the next 3 hours. And I finally went back to them. I worked them, and then I sent them an email. Hey, don't you ever, ever comment like that to me in public. If you want to send me an email directly, fine, you know, I'll ignore you, but don't do that. And they said, well, it wasn't me, it was my buddy, he was bootlegging my call, I don't know. It was just rude, and I didn't like it. The cluster should be for telling people what frequency someone's on, not giving your personal opinions. Anyway, pick your battles wisely. So if you got a little 100-watt station with a dipole, do not try and get on the first hour of the Big D expedition and think you're going to break the pileup. You probably will not. There are guys with really big stations who you're going up against. I don't even try and doing that because, yeah, my tri-bander doesn't even match wits with some of these guys with these antenna farms. So the start time will be the roughest time, but if it's a contest, come back on Sunday afternoon where these guys are begging, literally begging, and then it's very easy to do it. Sometimes you'll hear people close into you, like in Indiana or across Ohio. That's called working scatter, like on 20 meters or 15. But that's a mode that you need high power for. That's not something you're going to do on low power. And then the really important thing is have the right attitude. If you don't succeed, try again. Keep doing it. Set in your mind how much time you want to donate to sitting there calling this guy, and he may never come back to you. But you know what? You're not going to work them by giving up. Usually, persistence does pay off. And if you get frustrated, you say, oh, these guys are jerks. They're all morons. They're all calling out of ground. Turn the radio off. Go for a walk. First, it'll be better for you physically. You'll get a little exercise. And if you're like me and your memory is only lasts about 5 minutes, you'll forget what got you so annoyed in the first place.
And that concludes this excerpt from a 2017 Dayton Hamvention Talk by Vermont contester and DXer Mitch Stern, W1SJ, on the art of cracking pileups on the high-frequency ham bands. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2018 Rain. All rights are reserved. For Rain founder Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Larry McGlure, KB9DIP, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network. Streamable from therainreport.com and heard from Lebanon, Tennessee, Saturday nights on WTWW on 5085 kHz. Keep on hamming.